Well, they've been threatening to knock over a big fish already in season 2021, but they finally got one, and that is East Geelong having the better of Werribee Centrals at Richmond Crescent on Saturday afternoon. The coach of the Eagles, Ben Bosley, has been good enough to join us. That's the scalp you've been craving, Bose.
Yeah, it's a long time coming, Kingy. We've been close a few times, but it was a fantastic result yesterday and one that we're really proud about. It sort of helps hopefully set up the next, sort of half of the season for us, but I'm very happy.
You look at the final score, 57-41. It probably wasn't a game for the purists, but if you enjoyed it tight and tough, that's what you got it at Richmond Crescent yesterday.
Yeah, it was. I mean, and we play a nice offensive brand of footy, and so do Werribee. But just yesterday's game ended up being a really contested game, and one that had good skills, but a lot of pressure on the ball carrier, lots of contest after contest, and just two teams that was quite hot around the footy, and two teams that were just prepared to do anything to get the results. So, very, very contested game, and a few people spoke to me after the game and they said they still enjoyed watching it, which was always good to hear.
Yeah, a big win in terms of, and we talk about eight-point games, they never give you 8 points, but it's 4 points you've got that's kept you inside the top five, but it's 4 points you've taken away from Werribee Centrals. It leaves that possibility very much in the play for a double chance. And your percentage is also very, very handy too, considering it's better than both those teams.
Yeah, look, it's a significant game just because, we were playing Werribee and we know what type of form they were in. And in terms of the ladder position, we didn't go into the game thinking about where we could end up if we won or where we could end up if we lost. We just knew that Werribee was a good team and we just had to get the 4 points. And it's probably not until we got to the end of the game that that we more probably looked at the position of where we were. And there's no doubt it's going to be close. Right from, looks like Inverleigh's got that little gap at the minute, but from second through to sixth or seventh, eighth, it's very, very tight. So every game is important, whether you're playing a Werribee or whether you're playing other teams towards the bottom. Every game is a big game, and certainly that was big in the context of, like I said, setting up the rest half of our season. We knew we needed a scalp and we got one, but then again, to sort of solidify hopefully our position in the top five for at least a couple more weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Fraser O'Connell's been consistent in front of goal, but was that his best game of the season?
Yeah, I think so. No, he's been very, very good, Fraser. A lot of our forward six just play their roles, and every week someone pops up, whether it was Jaden Fanning or Brent McGrath or Ryan Lampert, but yesterday it was Fraser O'Connell, and he played a really super game at half forward and sort of floating around full forward, forward pocket, and his ability to impact contest and find space in a pretty contested game was really, really good yesterday. So one of his better games for the season, certainly. Yep.
From a personal point of view, nice to be out there for a big game like that. And looks like I've seen some photos from the game and you look unencumbered by the issues you've had with the knee.
Yeah, it's just good to get out there. I mean, I'm a realist. I'm moving towards the end of my career rather than the start. So every game I play, I'm really thankful. And to be able to play two games in a row now, for some it's like, it maybe tells a story of where I'm at. But the body's feeling quite good, actually. It's a little bit sore after yesterday's contested game. But, look, I'm just thankful every game I play, and it's good to get through another game. And I'll prep myself ready to go for Belmont next week. So, I'm not the player I was, but I'm certainly enjoying it, Kingy.
Yeah. The stability of your team recently has been really good. But there was a couple of guys that didn't play yesterday that have played a bit of footy this year, and Benny Crombie and Jake Dowsett, they both didn't play in the twos. Have they got some issues they need to get over?
Yeah, Jake Dowsett's just got a bit of a sore hammy at the minute, so we're going to give him a few weeks just to sort of get that right. And Benny Crombie, just sort of managing Crombie and his workload and with his capacity to play in the Colts. Still, I'm just having regular chats with Benny about how his body and what he basically wants to play, whether it's Colts or senior footy. So yesterday, Benny played Colts and played a good game, and I'll have a chat to him throughout the week and whether we... I think the Colts have got a bye next week, so we'll have a look at the next couple of weeks for him. But we had a few guys going through the twos. Steve Smith, who played his first reserves game, and I think he played against Inverleigh. He hurt his shoulder, I think, in the third quarter, hasn't played since. So it was his first game through the twos yesterday and got through. So Yeah, look, we're missing a few, but we've also got a few coming back, and hopefully in a few weeks, the team will be a little bit stronger.
Yep. We had some photos. Marcel Behrens from Sports Media was there taking snaps of the game, and just saw Jaden Fanning help from the ground by your medical staff at one stage. Anything to that or anything serious?
Yeah, look, I think the physio and the trainers were a bit more conservative, and he got a head knock. We don't know how severe that was, but just with the way our season's panning out, and obviously yesterday was a big game, we didn't want to take any risk with any player, whether it's a hamstring or a quad or a calf, and even for Janing, in more so when it's a head knock. We were, I think he was okay. I think he just felt a bit under the weather, so we decided at that point that it just wasn't worth it. So, yeah, we'll have a look at that concussion protocol and work through the legalities of that. He's still a little bit sore as of last night. I haven't checked in today, but it was a bit of a knock, so we just took him off for the rest of the game.
Okay, so you think you probably have to follow that 12-day protocol, and you won't have him for the clash with the Belmont Lions next week?
Yeah, I think so. I think the fact that maybe he went off and didn't come back on, whether that was our own decision or Jaden's, I'm not sure, but I think the concussion protocols for those types of situations where a player doesn't come back on for the rest of the game with what he's seen as a head knock, I would say that whether he's right to go next week, we will probably fight that 11 days just to make sure that his health and well-being.
Yep. A massive month of July ahead of you, as we touched on the Lions next week at Winter Reserve, back home to play Bell Post Hill, and Thompson, Inverley, who are unbeaten, and Corio. I know there's still 7 games to play, but the next 5 will shape whether you probably play finals and whether you can challenge for a top 3 berth with a couple of key games, Bell Post Hill, Thompson, Inverley amongst them.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said just before, every game's a big game, and we've got Belmont next Saturday, and we're going to certainly plan and hopefully execute a good plan against them. But certainly you look beyond that, and the teams that you've just mentioned, all on their day can be really, really damaging. So we're realists. We know where we're at. Obviously, we sit quite comfortably at the minute, but we know that can change pretty quickly. In a game, if you lose the momentum for all but 5 minutes, it could cost you the game, and that game could cost you final spots. So we're as a playing group, that every game we play, and you've mentioned a couple of big games, we've just got to worry about Belmont next week now.
Yep. Looking forward to Luke Williams getting some continuity with his footy. He's now strung back-to-back games together and hopefully get a chance to really get a good run at it in the second half of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Luke, he was outstanding yesterday, and he first game back against North Geelong last week, he had some good touches, and it's going to take a little bit of time for Luke just to get some confidence and consistency in his body and his playing performance. But you can just tell the type of player he is and how damaging he can be. But again, I think he's helped by the back six and the team defence that we play. And certainly we want Luke on the footy as much as possible. So it was good seeing him out there. He enjoys playing. So whilst he's playing, it's always a better place to be.
Yep. We got enamoured by Hugh Menzies in his first couple of games. I think, 13 goals across the first two that he played against. You've got to admit, weaker opposition, but he hasn't kicked a goal, so he's featured in your best players. What's he done yesterday that impressed you?
Yeah, I texted you yesterday, actually, and yesterday was certainly not a game that he maybe got in front of the sticks and had some opportunities to goal, but his ability to contest in the air and butter up on the ground was quite amazing. There was multiple 3-on-1s that he was up against, and as centrals pushed back and tried to clog up our forward 50, and Hugh's ability just to get to the ball, to impact the contest, was quite amazing. He's got beautiful hands, so he took a great couple of contested key marks in really critical moments throughout the game yesterday, and it just showed this real maturity that he has, that it's not all about goals, and we talk about that, although forwards, we like to kick them goals, but for Hugh, probably the last couple of weeks, it's more about just contest after contest from, that 30 to sort of 60 metres out. He's really doing some great work for us. So the goals will come. Whether they'll come in numbers that he had early in the year, I'm not sure. But, yeah, yesterday was just his capacity to compete in the air and butter up on ground level was quite amazing for a 19-year-old kid.
Bose, well done. Great win for your footy club, and it really tightens up that top five. The battle for top three berths is on in earnest, and so is top five berths. You might find a team that sat second or third at this stage of the season might get tipped out come mid-August when we're deciding finals positions. That's how tight it is, and I think that's how the GDFL want the comp as well. Well done on the win, and we really appreciate your time on the wash-up.
No worries, Tingy. Thanks very much.